If the patient has not been on anticoagulants, then two choices are available. The conventional approach would be to use oral warfarin therapy for 3 weeks to maintain INR between 2 and 3, and then perform either an outpatient or, if you prefer, inpatient cardioversion, and then maintain warfarin therapy in the form of Coumadin for at least 4 more weeks. For patients who are at high risk of stroke, that is, patients with hypertension, recent history of congestive heart failure, 65 years old or greater, diabetes, or history of stroke or TIA, you should maintain very long-term anticoagulation therapy. An alternative approach is to use transesophageal echocardiography. For patients who have acute onset of atrial fibrillation greater than 48 hours, and you wish to get them back into sinus rhythm sooner than the 3 to 4 weeks necessary for oral anticoagulants, then one can take one of two approaches with a TEE. You can either admit them to the hospital, start heparin therapy, and at the same time, you might as well start Coumadin therapy. You then do a transesophageal echocardiogram. If there is no thrombus in the left atrium, you can go ahead and cardiovert that patient, maintain them on heparin until the INR from the Coumadin is at least 2 to 3, and at that point, they can be discharged unless there are other factors such as drug therapy that you're starting that will keep them in the hospital. An alternative is to do the entire procedure as an outpatient. You can see that individual in the office, evaluate them, make sure they're stable, start Coumadin therapy after 5 or 6 days, let the patient undergo a TEE. If there is a clot present in left atrium, persist with the Coumadin for the next 4 weeks and reassess the situation. If no clot is present, you can go ahead and cardiovert them and maintain Coumadin therapy for at least 4 weeks.